my vision shifted into vivid depictions with limitless senses. Drifting in mental, I dipped into ink and dispelled tales that were sinful. A frail and pale existence I bailed and desisted from. Wished that some would enlist and come. But misfit sons shun the distance to run. It's the kids from the slums that persist when the sun sets. Some dread the darkness that none tread. Harken to this one thread and shun debts. Depart from one step. March till your lungs breathless. Till your heart stills and your tongue sweatless. Till you start having visions. Part of you madly tripping like Anthony of Egypt in the desert. The father of ascetics. The answer for freedom from his devils was to calmly reject them. Always assess your problems. Detect them and next you solve them. Blessings to the rest of Sodom. The innocents, the dead, the martyrs. In this modern day horror, like texts from all of the clay prophets. Call up the day walkers to hollow and slay monsters. Stay conscious and pray often. Don't follow and slay zombies. Stay away from the nonsense and the radio's content. Then maybe you'll progress. May all the gods bless you. Bodhisattvas and goddesses were all special in honesty. Blessed as divine progeny. But we need a vision shift to be freed from this prison system. Delivered from its symptoms. Take heed to the letters written. Fake creeds forever wicked. Make devils seem gifted and pleasure seem blissful. But measure your dreams distance and revel in freedom's instance. You're better to be reading scriptures than be dead as a heathen sinful. The meaning is simple, like gleanings in temples. A gleaming mental on a clean instrumental. Intricate and suspenseful with infinite potential. The key is limitless senses. An exponential ascension. Authentic expression. Artistically bent by profession. Artistic in presence. Oddly mystic in essence. Goddess and God gifted in blessings. I promise I'm not shifting my message for odd ends and non-specific pretenses. Prolifically pen sonic entries. Religiously send honest sentry. Calmest senses. Modesty's opposite mention. The density of a storm in the form of an NC. Once born as Enki in a foreign century. Some scorn the sense of my stories, eventually my origins, simply for my flaws and my mental. I was born as a gypsy, a lord of the Hindus, Egyptian divinity within me, within you, infinity. I've been through identities endlessly like Vishnu. Remember me simply as a messenger, benevolent and friendly, on a quest for visions heavenly. Religion is the enemy, confining and blinding, so we can never see the finer lines that they edited. A sign of the times is their division, cleverly lying and insisting. You'll be dying in sin if you're not minding their system, abiding by their men's wisdom. So I sided with the yen's vision, minded all that's been written, vying for the fall of dim Christians with their blessed mentals, riding with Tibetans and Hindus till the end mission.
Eternity isn't some later time. Eternity isn't a long time. Eternity has nothing to do with time. Eternity is that dimension of here and now which thinking in time cuts out.
This is it.
This is it.
This is mine.
If you don't get it here, you won't get it anywhere. And the experience of eternity right here and now is the function of life. There's a wonderful formula that the Buddhists have for the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, the one whose being, Sattva, is illumination, Bodhi, who realizes his identity with eternity and at the same time his participation in time. And the attitude is not to withdraw from the world when you realize how horrible it is, but to realize that this horror is simply the foreground of a wonder.
Take a walk in the dark side to understand the brilliant light adjacent and fill my mind with patience. To a million lives I'm waiting, waiting in celestial waters, blessed by the Father. Left hemisphere, clear emotion, right intellectual scholar. Left eye of horrors, born as the author, unaltered, watching the Upanishadic saucers. The petri dish of holy science, holding me frozen in moments of silence. A thousand petaled lotus growing from a Bodhi of timeless lineage. Vines intertwining the environment's magnificence. Peaceful reflection reminds me to examine my sentences. Emerald staff crashes through fractal images. Samadhi softly reattaches and mends the pictures. Soul floats through the cosmos, swollen the vision. Panoramic one eye of God staring in all directions. Omnipresent causal perception. Namaste got me waiting, watching the blessings. Yogi Bhajan dropping the lessons. Holding the flame of Nanak, nodded in sadhana, satya, sadhana sessions. Found in Akashic records and the thoughts projected in lectures by holy prophets, professors. Pressured to dumb down the curriculum. Somehow the meticulous instruments of Trinity have been steered clear of the sentence delivery. Repentance isn't divinity. The spirit within you is infinite, ascending in symphonies. A leap from incarnations shifts the vision, hindering memories, which you can still sense the hologram of love. 13 organs, 20 extremities, 33 breathing efficiency, vertebrae, astral column, personal polarity. Merkaba never lost, now aware to me and you, to leave the foolish excursions behind. Combining spirit and mind, alive to peer through the lies and find that which is never lost, only forgotten. The soul of my goddess of God, holy and honest, showing the progress of the soul tree and novice, known only as showing some promise. Flowing in mantras and kirtan, standing with Brahmins, singing Solomon's song, knowing that Nostradamus was wrong. The future is changed, strange in a way I've known all along. Word is bond, merge with the earth, reemerge on a throne of calm, holding on, holding the holy Quran, strong for the arm, leg, leg, arm, head, walking along like the prophet Muhammad on the road to Mecca, or Moses holding the scepter on Exodus, holding the message dissected, directed commandments from the Egyptian book of the dead, the burning bush, Yeshua's ashes, infectious through testaments passed with faith, alchemy, and magic, toss emerald tablets, sparked with mystical matches, gliding through a multi-generational deluge, like cylindrical javelin stabbing the phantom Yabulan, an amalgam of deities, channeling Pleiades, fall into child's pose and imagine the sceneries, passing through magnified frequencies, I stand in organic machinery, remapping the genes to breathe naturally, bringing prana through the fontanella, a lasting seizure of man's actual demeanor, as a galactic healer, a teacher, peaceful and serene from season to season, solstice to equinox, a soldier singing celestial songs in vestibules longer than ley lines of the equatorial quadrants. I finally opened my eyes and saw it for what it was, all of its God, all of its love, all of its one, the trinity of Father, Mother, and Son, from whence we come, hear the Om lift from my tongue, sending vibrations to the pituitary gland, the rhythm is sung, for every sentient under the sun, and every kid that's stuck under a drug, or young fucking with guns, hustlers and thugs, each one teach one, let's show them something other than struggle, we'll collectively pull our chins up and climb from under the rubble, it's enough of the trouble, just know that we love you, just know that we love you.